Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is where we talk with people helping struggling teens and young adults. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. Today is October 3rd, 2016, and we're going to talk about parenting. My guest is George Siegel. Good morning, George. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, George is going to talk about parenting, and the topic is, should parents be licensed? And that's a very interesting topic. Now, he's a father of five, and in his past, he's been a TV reporter, TV host, then moved behind the cameras. He's now the president of JEL Productions in San Antonio, Texas. So, George, the topic is licensing to parents. So what's the problem with parenting, with some parents at least?
Well, all you have to do is flip on your computer and browse the web or watch the news, and you see just extreme examples of horrendous parenting where children aren't having the attention paid to them that they need, so they end up making horrible decisions. And statistics about just how bad the state of parenting is are alarming to all of us. So when you see how bad it's getting, you know, we have to do something. So that's what, you know, makes you throw out ideas. And licensing is certainly a provocative choice, and it certainly gets people's attention when they hear about it.
Well, let me talk a little bit about the general attitude, because there is an attitude to blame parents first, like in, say, in Columbine, the shooting a number of years ago. I was talking to some friends. They said they didn't know anything about the situation, but they knew that it was the parents' fault. They didn't care about their kids. And subsequent events have indicated they cared, they just didn't know what to do. But how's that? Give us a little bit more facts and statistics about our observations about kids and what some of the problems are.
Well, when you look at some of the things that kids are facing, half of the children born in this country are going to have their parents get divorced. So you're automatically going to have broken homes for half the kids out there. This statistic blew me away. 5 million children will have at least one parent spend time in jail. 5 million people seeing one of their parents go to jail for something. Almost 700,000 children are being abused. There's a very high number. 78.5% of kids are neglected in some way. Now, that doesn't mean it's all, you know, tragic neglect, but it means they're not getting a lot of attention or anywhere near as much as they deserve. Over 400,000 kids are going to end up in foster care. And then the hitting rock bottom, 5,000 young people will commit suicide every year. I mean, that's if it's one, you feel like that's too many, but 5,000, I mean, that's just, it's just frightening. And then when you really bottom out, 2 million young people are going to end up getting incarcerated and end up in prison. And why does that happen? I mean, we could throw out a bunch of different reasons. Some people say you're born the way you're born. But let's face it, if you think about how you grew up, and you and I have had a conversation about this, mm-hmm. My parents were on me all the time. They didn't know everything that I was doing. You know, if you talk about Columbine and really tragic things, you know, maybe those parents weren't hovering over their kid and knew everything that they were going to do. Sometimes things just get away from you, and tragic things can happen when that happens. But you have to be involved with your kids. You have to know what's going on in their lives. You have to know where their heads are at. And there's a lot involved. Parenting is, you could say, is a full-time job.
Oh, absolutely it is. And it used to be for the mothers, especially a couple generations ago. It's a full-time job, and that in the house and keeping the house. And we've gotten away from that. And some people said, well, maybe that's the problem. The fathers and now the mothers are getting a little bit distanced from the kids in order to work. But now, one of the things I think to keep in mind is some of the problems might be parents that they're at the surface look pretty good, but they're not requiring the kids to have dinner at night, or they're not spending as much time with the kids, or they really aren't oriented. There's some people that shouldn't be parents, that a biological fact happened and they're trying to deal with it. So it's broader than some of the cases that you mentioned, or statistics you mentioned, which is horrendous. So the topic indicates what do you do, and one of the things is licensing, which indicates, well, maybe the government should give a license. You can't have a kid until you have a license, something like that. I'm not sure that's what you mean, but it's implication. Let's talk about that. Let's put that solution to rest.
Well, you want to get people fired up. You say, yeah, we're going to require a license to be parents, and the first thing they're going to think about is, do I want the government telling me I can have a family? Do I want to be told I, for whatever reason, they don't like my race, they don't like my something about me and they say you can't be a parent. We don't want the government involved in that. The to talk about licensing, it's more provocative in nature to say, yeah, there should be some type of standard. I need a license to go hunting. I need a license to go fishing. I need a license to drive a car. If I want to start a business, I have to get a business license. And there's some level of proficiency that's required to show that you can do those things. Yet if we all, most of us will agree, parenting may be the most important job or responsibility any of us have, and there's zero requirement. All you have to do is be able to create a baby. The hospital then is going to make sure that the car seat's strapped in and send you home, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And so some type of requirement or education or standard is a good thing. I think it would raise the game of everybody. Right now, it's like, hey, yeah, just figure it out. See ya. Bye. And I think that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of when I brought my first kid home from the hospital. There was no training manual involved. That was a scary time.
Yeah, it's a very scary time because you're going, wow, I'm responsible for this life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why should there be nothing that you have to show that you're capable of to be able to do that job? I mean, you should have to. There should be some type of standard. You know, it's like if parenting was a job and you went and filled out an application to get that job, would they even hire you for it? I bet you millions of people wouldn't even qualify if they had to put down, do they have enough money to support the child? Are they ever going to be around to take care of the child? What's their value system? Are there drugs in the house? What are their friends like? What's the rest of the family like? You know, if you have a 16-year-old having a child and the court says, yeah, take the kid home because grandma's going to raise them. Well, grandma just had a 16-year-old that had a baby. So how is that a solution to the problem? You know, it's like there's so many different ways this could go, but the way it's going right now is not good.
Well, there's good things. What I think about this issue, I think, well, there's good things that are happening, and we need to encourage more of that. And one of the things, I was thinking of a friend of mine that said he was living in Portland, and he was a dude on the street dealing drugs and having lots of money, and this gal met him and was impressed and fell in love with him, and they got married, and they had a baby. And his problem was, his reaction was, hey, I got a life to feed. I've got to straighten up my act. He got a legitimate job. He went pretty much straight. And the mother, he wasn't the same person she had married, so she divorced him. But the reaction,
yeah.
Having a kid sometimes makes people grow up, or there's that impulse. Maybe we're not encouraging that as much somehow as a society.
Well, the people that turn out well, we don't really have to worry about in any situation. You know, when you have imagine a schoolroom of 30 kids, you know, and there's 5 kids in there that are really smart. Maybe they're going to be fine. We don't have to worry about those. Maybe 20 of them are going to do fine and find their own way. But what about the 5 that are struggling mm-hmm. and could drop out and end up in jail, end up on drugs, end up having problems? I mean, you have to really try to think about everybody. There's always going to be exceptions. Like you're saying, the drug guy turns clean because he has a kid. Do we want to have that as the standard? I think we would both agree, no. Let's not, you know, hey, let's hope all the drug guys go clean because they have families, because mm-hmm. there's plenty of them that aren't doing that.
Oh, right. They may not be very responsible until there's that impulse. But, okay, raising the standards, and as a culture, one of the things I'm thinking of is, you know, people think, well, make the government do it. Well, the government's not doing well in foster care. The government's not doing well in juvenile justice. And one of the most successful campaigns in the history of this country, I think, was the 19th Century Temperance Organization. There was no government involved whatsoever, but they drastically reduced the abuse of alcohol that had been going on. Now, people were drinking like a fish shortly after the Revolutionary War. So maybe there's something that could be done in society. Otherwise, the media would be an important part of that, public service announcements maybe.
Well, if you look at what's in place right now, the way the system is, there are a lot of things through the social workers, child protective services, things like that. But by the time those organizations get involved to help children, the child's already damaged. You know, when you get to the point where you have to break into a house, take children away, there's an innocence in children that's lost when bad things happen in their lives. And you can probably think when maybe that point in your life when you grew up or had to grow up. So imagine a 5-year-old child whose parents are beating them, and all of a sudden they're whisked out of there and taken to child protective services. Okay, now we're going to get involved and try to rebuild that situation. What about identifying those situations before that? I think statistically you could look at a lot of situations and say some type of counseling or intervention is needed here. because we can anticipate that there's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be offered as a punishment. It could be offered as an asset, as a way of making somebody's life better, as opposed to telling them they're doing something badly. But right now, we're in a Band-Aid society where we let children get damaged, and then we try to fix it, as opposed to trying to fix it before the children are damaged.
So the solution, as you're seeing it, is somehow, and maybe the point is when a couple decide to get married, or decide they're going to have a child, or they're going to have a child because she got pregnant or something like that, that there should be some sort of counseling, some sort of therapy, or either the kids should push for it, or their parents should push for it, or something. Talk about that a little bit. That sounds like maybe along the lines of what you're talking about.
Make resources available to them, and then. But I can hear some, what some people are saying is the people that are the worst are most likely to be the biggest problems aren't going to take advantage of that.
Yep.
Well, you have to make it so obvious and make it so available that people know there's a resource there, that there is some type of education. You could have a parent pledge or affirmation they have to take before leaving the hospital with their child, just acknowledging that they've read this form, they understand that they have an immense responsibility, and there's a website they can go to for questions. There's a phone number they can call for advice. There's ways they could get continuing education. The problem is, once they get home, I was talking to a gentleman on Friday about his organization that used to provide counseling for children. But if you didn't get the whole family involved, it was worthless, because if mom and dad and only mom went, and grandma and grandpa also live at the house, and there's cousins, if none of those people have training and it's not family counseling, statistically it doesn't work as well. So you want to take new parents and make this resource available to them that hopefully they're learning in the 9 months they're carrying that child, and understand what their responsibility is, understand what their options are, understanding that if they're not capable of raising this child, adoption is a better way to go, to give their child a chance. You know, think about the life of the child. There's an argument that says the 14th Amendment of the Constitution gives us the right to have children as parents. But where is it in the Constitution that gives children the right to have good parents? I think that's equally important, and that has to be recognized, is that you may have a right to have kids, but if I'm your kid, I have a right to have a good life, or to have at least a chance at having a good life. And if you're doing your job so poorly, it's not giving me a chance. That doesn't seem right.
Well, we've about run out of time, but I think that's a fairly good foundation for hopefully a lot more discussions. And tell us a little bit about your project. You're doing a documentary, and I think the title is it, Licensed to Parent. And
yes, the title. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, talk about it, and then wrap it up with telling if somebody has any more questions, how they can find out about that, or your business, or contact you.
Well, my film is called Licensed to Parent, and it's about what we've been talking about, the most important job in the world. There's no requirement. The title is to be provocative in nature. We're not advocating licensing. We're advocating the kind of things we discussed, education, people learning. Now, in any small project or film like this, it requires money to make it, and I've already shot 80% of the film, and the script is being written. We're going to start editing soon, but I'm running a fundraiser to try to raise money for finishing the project, and it's on my website, which is licensedtoparentmovie.com. licensedtoparentmovie.com. And when you go there, you can learn about the project, you can find out how to get in touch with me, you can contribute to the film. It's a tax deduction if you want to contribute something. And I really need people to get involved and help out. I think it creates a base of people that are concerned. They want to be attached to a project like this. And children's lives are so important. We need to do something, and I'm committed to doing it, and I'd love to have people join me in that quest.
Well, I hope that's the start of a good conversation, and maybe a national conversation, because I know there's other people that are interested in this. Now, if they wanted to call you or contact you by email, what would they use?
They can call me at 210-248-7604. That's my production company phone number, 210-248-7604. And if they wanted to email me, it's best to go to the website, and there's a form on there they could get in touch with me. And it's probably easier than giving that out on the phone or in the podcast, because they might have trouble, you know, figuring out how to write that down.
Right.
I do. I'm terrible at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You make it easy for me. Hey, just push this button. I'm a lot easier to push in that direction.
I always try to get people to that, too. I try to say, well, why don't you send me an email, and then I've got yours. Mine's easy.
Exactly. That's a smart way to do it.
Okay. Well, this is Lon Woodbury, educational consultant with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with George Siegel, and we've been talking about should parents be licensed, and that refers to a documentary he's working on called Licensed to Parent. And thank you very much. Good to have you here. This is a fascinating topic, George. I'm glad somebody's tackling it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate your support, and let's talk again when the film's out. I'd love to be back on.
Okay, great. Yeah, give me a report of how it's doing. Well, Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and thank you very much, George. And you, good luck in your endeavor.
Thank you.